Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, John.
What a wonderful day God's given us once again. We have every reason to be thankful. Again, this message this morning, Jeff, I don't have this on yet. I didn't know where we were, but I'll turn it on later. But we have many reasons to be thankful. This is a week that was designated towards Thanksgiving. And I trust today that that'll be the focus of our hearts as we look into a message, an interactive message to be exact, on thankfulness. But we're glad to see a good number out today. And we pray again that God will be pleased in what takes place at Fruitland Baptist Church and that we will be blessed as we consider His Word and His love for us. So, in the light of this Thanksgiving week, let's stand today if you're able, and we're going to sing Count Your Blessings. Sometimes it's an interesting thing to do an inventory about how many things we want or think we need versus the blessings. I'll tell you what, the blessings outweigh all those other things many times to one. Let's sing together, Count Your Blessings. It's on the screen for you this morning. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? To bear, count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go. Christ has promised for all. Count your many blessings. Attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings. I like that enthusiastic singing this morning. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we come today humbly before your throne. Lord, give us an adjustment today and every day from your word through the work of the Spirit that causes us to be thankful in you, Lord. That's the base thing. Now, Lord, today, thanks needs to be uttered from our tongues that flows from our hearts. Thank you today for this gathering, for the day that you've given us, Lord, for your grace that yet prevails. It just goes right down the line, Lord. How can we not but thank you for all things this day? But I pray today, Lord, again, that our hearts will be jogged as we think about how we operate today through this message. And Lord, renew us and fill us with your Spirit this day with a heartfelt gratitude and thankfulness motive, Lord, as we live our lives for you. Now, Lord, we thank you for the precious promises that are found in your word. of things that are yet to come and things that have already been done, Lord, in our lives. But we thank you especially today for salvation, which was freely given, yet at great cost. Jesus, when you came for us and took the sacrificial death in our place for our sin. Lord, that's why we're here today. We love you. It's what it's all about, Lord. This is not a ceremony. This hopefully is a service of worship. Lord, heartfelt thanks expressed to you. Now, Lord, we never negate, though, that there are people that are hurting today. Some, Lord, that are grieving. We know that we have this confusion, Lord, that exists in our land today that is at the behest of Satan. Lord, the virus is a real thing, and yet, Lord, look at the effects that it's had. And Father, I just pray for our nation today and our land and for this world, again, that people would come to you for healing, Lord. There are no human solutions that can supersede, again, the mighty power of you, Almighty God. So today we acknowledge that, Lord. Help us, I pray. Lord, we pray for our community, for our families. We know today, Lord, many people are leaving you out of the picture by choice. And yet your picture is right before them, Lord, in this creation. We're reminded of you, Lord, we can never run from you. Your love and goodness is still manifest to every living soul this day. Now I pray, Lord, for a movement in the hearts of people, maybe even for one to be saved today, Lord, or to grow in you today, Father. And we pray that you'd change us and cause us to leave this place, Lord, different. Now, Lord, bless this time, and may you be pleased in what takes place here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Well, as you're aware, at least, and this is coming here in the announcements, at least until after we hear what the governor says on the 10th of December, we'll be staying in the same pattern that we are today. Morning worship, Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 o'clock. So we'll be wanting to keep our eyes open in a week and a half or so, Lord willing, what will take place after the 10th. And we may go back to our regular schedules, or there may be things that are going to have to change. We don't know. But as of now, that's the procedure. I want to apologize today if there's anyone that was not made aware of this. Our website is still not functioning. We are going to deal with that here very soon if it is not dealt with. We have been working on it. But again, be free to call, and as always, the sign will be a good clue too if you're able to come by the building. But we're sorry if that caused inconvenience today, but this will be the pattern here for a while to come. So on with our announcements. Just a few things. You see those on the right-hand side of your bulletin. Women's Bible study, is that on yet for the 5th? It is, okay. So that... And that's the other thing, if you use the building for Bible studies or other things, just sanitize after you leave and go along with the protocol that we have with that. So that will be then. Also, I looked at the suggestion box this week, two suggestions. One was for a message, it's duly noted, it will be preached. As I'm starting to back up on messages. And some of you may say, well, what do you do, Pastor? You're not preaching an evening message now. Are you just laying around in your hammock? No. I've written messages for all the services. They're fully documented. We'll get them on the internet as soon as we can. But they are there, and we'll do our best. But there was an additional message that was requested on sin. And I can preach on sin, folks, but you better bring your seat belts, okay? Because I'll tell you what, we're all guilty. And we all have problems, and absolutely, but we're thankful for the Savior, aren't we, because of the sin that we have. Also, there was a suggestion in that box. This is just a courtesy thing, which I think we're all aware of, but someone mentioned if I could announce that it's nice to stop the texting and social media after 10 o'clock at night. So, take that for what you will. I agree with that, by the way. I think unless it's an emergency, there are times it's... not as appropriate as others, and probably in the middle of the night is not the most appropriate. But anyway, also, a quarterly business meeting, we are not planning to have that next Sunday. There is no pressing business. The deacons need to meet at some point, maybe the trustees for a little meeting. But also, announcement that's not printed, but that is just for you to hear this morning. If you're interested in sending... former founding pastor Laverne Hubbard's widow, Charlene Hubbard, some of you know her, an additional gift for Christmas, you can talk to Deb Wheeler. We have some means to do that. And we're still thankful for Charlene. We haven't seen her now for a few years. Good morning, everyone. And but she still is, we keep in communication with her, and we're thankful that we're able to help her in her elderly years as a former pastor's wife here. Are there any other things that are listed here or not listed that we need to comment on today? It's nice to see a good group out this morning. As usual, then, we don't do a collection, but we do have an opportunity for us to give. And the Bible has a lot to say about giving, and it's worth exploring. And it is something that I preach on occasion, but I don't make that the theme of all the preaching, but occasionally we do. We understand that all this came from God that we have to use, right? And you know, before the law ever came about, God, he said, it's a good thing, a base thing, to give back to me a portion, 10%. And so we don't tell anyone what to give or anything like that, but we know the Bible does, and it's worth investigating. But today, we're just going to have a little time of meditation here and ask God to bless the gift and the giver as we consider those options and the blessings that he's given to us, and also as we prepare our hearts for worship. Today's going to be a little different kind of a worship session, so you may fill that suggestion box and say, Pastor, what's going on here? What are we doing? Having to play in games? Well, hopefully there's a principle in our adult and children's combined message today. And also pray that someone will volunteer to participate in this. You don't have to necessarily come up, but if you could just participate. I think we'll have some fun. I really do. In fact, I would like to be one of the persons receiving those gifts today. Oh, and they are virtual. They are not to take. And some of them you won't want to. But we'll talk about that more later. Let's pray together and we'll proceed here. Father, thank you once again. May those be the words and the fruit of our lips, that of thanksgiving from the heart to you. Today, Lord, as we either have made decisions or possibly are making decisions as how we approach your work, Lord, and giving back to you and to see this work here at Fruitland prosper, we pray today, Lord, that you would teach us from your word and that you would enable us, Lord, to have a heart of thanksgiving as we give back to you. I pray today, Lord, that you'd bless both the gift and giver. And we thank you, Lord, that you've sustained this work here at Fruitland Baptist Church for over, well, 57 years or more, Lord. It's a long time. And officially from 1963. And Lord, we want to be here till you're done with us and standing for the truth and loving people in our community that you've given us. So, Father, now as we turn our hearts toward worship and the idea of thankfulness, or maybe a time of an adjustment that might be needed today through this message, we pray you'd bless our time. And we give you thanks once again for your love for us that's unconditional in Jesus Christ, your precious Son. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Jason's going to do a little bit of teaching here for us today and some music. Do we have a handout or anything today, Jason? Or is
that just a regular special?
Just a regular special. Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you, Jason.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Who here is thankful this morning? Amen. I am. Now, even in the hard times, we need to be thankful. And, you know, I was thinking about this presentation we have coming up, Pastor. I'm looking forward to it. But I can tell you one thing. The gift of salvation from Jesus Christ is something you can take home.
Amen.
So think about that if you haven't already. Today's the day of salvation. Now, The song I'm doing this morning, am I off, Jeff? All right. Now, this might be a little rough this morning, and I apologize for that. I found out about 8 o'clock this morning that I'd be doing it, so give me your grace and love. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord hath done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord hath done for us. Give thanks. Join me if you know the song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord hath done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord hath done for us. Give thanks.
Man, thank you, Chris. Man, thank you so much. Appreciate that reminder. Again, welcome to everyone. It's nice to have a good group out this morning. Now, I don't know how we're going to go about all this today, but we're going to do the best we can. But I'm going to maybe need some volunteers, hopefully. Okay, Jane, we'll see here when we get along. Yeah, we'll put you in on the ladies' gift. I do want you to be careful. Again, we don't want to bring anyone into danger this morning unless you're willing to do this. But I'm going to begin our message this morning, and the title of this message is Thankfulness, One of the Most Omitted Responses in People's Lives. Do you agree with that this morning? Absolutely. So today is an interactive message for those of you that may not have been here for one of these before. This is not the traditional preaching that I usually do. But hopefully, this is an object lesson that will cause adults and kids alike. That's the reason we do these, usually every other month on the last Sunday, so that we get a point, again, from God's Word. That's always going to be the basis for that. But this is something that we try to do to interact, again, and give our youth workers a break and so forth when we're in our normal procedures that we're not in today. But hopefully we'll get some ideas out of this. So if you aren't willing to come up, maybe you can do it from a distance and you can help us here with this. Kim is going to help me today and she's going to actually do this. But what I want us to do today is put yourselves in the mindset, virtually in a way, of a Christmas gift exchange. How many of you have participated in something like that? Well, absolutely. Sure. So we're going to think about this, and we're going to use it in the mode of thankfulness. Let's have a word of prayer. I'm going to introduce this, then we'll get started. And Kim, you'll give me some help here. Let's pray. Father, help us today. This is a response that is not the default outflow in man's thinking and in man's heart to be thankful. Lord, we confess to you today and we ask your forgiveness that many times our hearts are greedy, our hearts are hearts that are wanting more. And Lord, we can confess as well that oftentimes the things that we want more of are just the very things we shouldn't have or don't need. And so we have a problem with that, Lord, and I acknowledge that in my life as well. And I think it's a common thing. But I think today, Lord, that the main thing from this message is that it takes a change of our inward self, and it takes a work of the Spirit to cause us to be thankful. We're going to key on really three verses today, three passages. And Lord, now I pray that you'll bless this object lesson, this interactive message, and Lord, that we'll get the idea. Help people to respond, Lord, in truth today. Even as we do these little things that we are presenting today, Lord, it'll make us maybe chuckle, but say, yeah, I got some problems with this, Lord, and I need to, again, give you thanks in everything, even for the things that we perceive as bad. Now, give us the Spirit-filled influence today, Lord. Help me as I kind of somewhat preach, but present this, and Lord, again, that this will be used of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, well, good morning, friends in Christ. You've already heard that, but let's play along this morning with a make-believe Christmas gift exchange by number to examine and test our real-life thankfulness. Okay, Lonnie, very good. Thank you. Our thankfulness levels. Now, I've used this illustration before. I'm a big believer in the machinery that God has allowed me to use in cars and trucks. I pull dipsticks a lot. Why? Check your fluids, check a lot of things. You can diagnose a lot of things by knowing what that gauge, that's what that is. Today, check your gauges about thankfulness as we go through this message. Remembering in our families, again, when we think about gift giving, we have cheapskates. You're going to find this out here. You have generous people. You have people that don't have a clue to what to give, and some that mean well but aren't up on what people really want these days. Is that true? Okay. Remember, this is all for an illustrative purpose and doesn't necessarily reflect Kim or myself's true hearts. But I'm telling you, I have problems in my heart today. Let's see God change that this morning. All right, Kim, here we go. Now, just chill out a little bit this morning as we do this. You want to, how many? I know we're short on kids today because we have some kids that are sick. And you got to let your hair down a little on this morning. I already have let mine down. So who, Faith, will you help us as a kid? Would the Solace kids want to? You don't have to come around the table, but we're going to give you a gift to open here today.
Do you have a gift for your little
gal? Okay. All right, very good. And who else do we have that's young here today?
Well, that's five.
Oh, we need five, okay.
Three, four. Oh, yeah, we need one more kid.
Okay. Well, let's see. Who am I going to choose here? Are we going to have? Okay, come on up. How are you today? I like your passy. Yeah, you got a smile out of that. Yeah. Hey, old Pastor John, get a few people to smile once in a while. Okay, here we go with the drawing. Now, again, pray us through this, but look for, and we're going to do this with men and with women this morning just to have a little fun. You go first. Go ahead. Yeah. All right. Faith. Make sure you, okay. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Very well.
Praise God. Now, we're still short one person, aren't we?
You want to be a kid?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Well, Jane wanted to, but we'll let Jane go on the gals.
Yeah,
all right, Sandra, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, this is a nominal, now, I want to warn you, be careful. These are the kids' gifts down here. So, how, Kim, you take over. Who goes first?
Who has number one? Me. All right, you get to pick which one you want.
But don't open it yet. Okay,
go ahead
and pick it up.
Okay.
Yep. Don't open it yet, though. All right.
Yes, open it.
Right now? Okay.
Yeah. No, open it.
I'm going to let you handle that, Kim. How many of you have done this kind of a thing?
No fighting. No fighting here.
Okay?
You know what that is?
Amazon tablet.
Yeah.
Well, okay. All right. Let everyone see it.
Okay. Number two.
Okay, who's number two?
You're number two.
Okay.
Number three.
Then Sandra must be two.
Okay, Sandra.
Yep.
You can take his gift away from him, mm-hmm. or you can choose another one and open.
Oh.
Okay.
So now, and you get to take another one. Okay.
Now I want to warn you: some of these gifts are fragile. They are not literal gifts; they are virtual gifts. We have to.
Yeah.
You'll understand that here.
Go ahead and open. And hold it up.
Okay, it's a book. The Snowy Day.
Okay.
All right. Now number three.
You can either take his book or open your own gift. Okay. Open it very carefully.
Very carefully, yep.
Who got five? Did you get five?
Kim will walk us through this. Now, as we're doing this, be thinking about this if you were in one of these exchanges. What you may have been one, in a normal exchange, you would have been one that contributed one of these gifts. I want you to think today about your heart when you bought or made or whatever the case was for the gift that you were going to put in the drawing. Think about it. Were you wanting to give the very best that you had? Were you not wanting to do it but look good? We'll explore. You understand what I'm saying here. And then put yourself in this place as you looked at these gifts and packages of what you were looking for or what you maybe hoped for. Okay. Okay.
It's a PlayStation 5, isn't it?
No, I know that, and I'm not endorsing that, but I'm just talking about what people would want today, okay?
Okay, hang on,
Derek. Well, let me, is that what people are after? I've heard they're in short supply, right?
Okay, number four.
Okay.
You can either take that, well, any of these gifts have been opened, or take your own.
Okay. I hope that you'll like this. All right, and then Faith, you're okay. Did you want to keep that or take something different? Okay. Okay.
You're gonna open?
All right, Faith. Everyone likes gifts, right?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, just as we're doing this, I had a few things written down here. God always gives us good gifts. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Got
okay. All right, Kim, where are we at on
okay,
all this?
We're done now, so nobody can take from anybody.
Okay.
But everybody like what you got?
Be honest. But let's explore this a little bit. Jaden, didn't you have something taken from you?
Yes.
How do you think that that Kindle or what
Amazon?
How do you think that compares to your book? Which would you really like to have had?
I want the tablet.
How did you feel about that when your mom took that from you and you ended up with a, well, how do you like the book?
Well, I never read it. There's really no one who served.
Okay. So is it fair to say that you didn't like it as much maybe as the Amazon? Yeah. 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 And what did you think when your mom took that? Can you share that with us? Well, you kind of did already. You would have liked it if she wouldn't have taken it, right? Sandra, how do you feel about all this? By the way, facts always override feelings, but as you look at all the things that have gone out here today, where are you at on that?
I get the best.
So it's easy to be thankful when you get the best gift, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Now, in the interest of time, because we want to have some more fun with this. Nate, I know. What would you think if you, if all these gifts are what? Of much more value than the apple. By the way, don't we oftentimes look at gifts and say it's the materialistic value that we're after? But you know what? I don't, you know, now Kim and I put these in the packages, but let's say that maybe the person that gave that apple didn't have a lot of money. But let's say, just like the widow, you know, that's talked about in the Bible, maybe the person that gave that apple, it was the last apple they had. See, we're so well off in America, we don't know what it's like to go without things. There's a few of you left in here that know about the Depression. Don't be surprised if that comes again, folks. But the thing is, Nate, you would say, what? I got what? I got taken here. They got expensive things, and I ended up with an apple.
I think she's content with this paper.
I think the paper was the hit, really, yeah. But are you getting what we're talking about here? Jaden, go ahead. You're right. Because you know what? The PlayStation 5 doesn't even taste good with salt and pepper. But the point here is, think about how we operate in life. I want to tell you something, folks. There's people outside of these walls and probably people inside these walls this morning that are bitter in life. Because you see, in the gift exchange, they think that they've gotten taken. Now tell me the rest of it. They're ungrateful. They're unthankful. Even Christians are caught up in this. See? Now, we're going to see a verse that illustrates that. Now, Kim, you have any other things we need to draw?
No, we did great with that, yeah.
Okay, so Faith, how did we haven't asked you how you responded to all this morning.
Well, I think you should call my dad to get me a new iPhone.
You got one. What are you
talking
about?
Oh, right. I have the 7.
But are you thankful for this one, Faith? Okay.
Mine right now has a blown-out speaker.
Oh.
So I need a new one.
Okay. I'll maybe make a special call to Pop about that, and I'll jack him up about it. But folks, now we haven't heard from Isaac this morning. Did you have anything to say?
No.
What did you? And that's not a bad thing either, you know. But that's not really biblical. You should have something to think or say. But you again are working through this. All right. Thank you so much. Let's give them a hand. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, man. And we will take those back.
You want to wipe your hands?
Yep. Okay. Now, I'm going to call on some ladies this morning. We're going to go through the... We got to have a little fun here to get this driven home. Jane, all right. Anyone else want to come up?
Come on, ladies.
Oh, come on. All right. Anyone want to participate from their seat? Patsy, you want to? No? Okay. Judy's going to... Ginger, come on up. Teresa, come on up. Let's see, who else? Judy, let's get you up here too. Yeah.
Come on, Judy. You have a cup?
Yep. Let's see. We need to do ladies next, Kim.
Where's the ladies' cup?
Ladies are right here. Okay. I think you put them in there. Okay. All right.
What am I doing? Put in a number.
Draw a number.
Okay.
Judy or
Ginger?
Oh, I get two.
Okay.
Okay. And Judy, you're the last one in the draw there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's only going to be one.
Okay.
All right, same procedure, Kim.
Okay, number one.
Now, hopefully this will really drive home. Who's got one? Who's got number? Teresa? You? Someone should say an L1, ladies one.
Judy does.
Okay. Now, before we start, Judy, I want to just ask you a little question. In this type of a drawing, what would you first of all be tempted to go for if you couldn't feel everything but could just look?
The big one.
I thought that's how you'd answer.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead, Judy, if that's the one that you want. It's a little heavy. I'll help you with that.
All right. You can go ahead.
All right. Judy's going to open up the first gift. Now, these are ladies' gifts.
No, we love you, Judy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we love you, folks. Kim and I had to make this something that we thought would be interesting. Typically, what do ladies like to receive as gifts? Judy's?
Jewelry, man.
Jewelry, all right. Judy, what'd you get? All right, number two. Who's number? Jane?
Yeah, I got two.
You can either take Judy's gift or you can draw another one.
I'll do present.
Okay.
No.
These are the men's.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah. Well, okay. You don't need to apologize.
All right.
And by the way, Jane, what were you thinking when you selected a gift here? I hope I get something.
I hope I get something good.
There's the answer. All right, let's see what Jane has here this morning.
Ooh, cool.
What an appropriate lady's gift, right? Clorox wipes, in case you can't see those. So we've got some real hits so far, don't we? Scales and wipes.
Oh, I like them.
All right, who's number three? Teresa, you can steal or you can... Teresa, what would you be hoping for in a drawing like this, if I could ask you? Something usable, something valuable?
Whatever somebody, it doesn't matter to me. Yeah.
Listen to Teresa.
It doesn't matter. It's a gift. It's
okay.
All
right. You can trade, Teresa, or you can open. Okay.
No,
all right.
Not bad. Ooh. I need lotion.
I like
that.
I like your attitude, Teresa, because most people would be saying what? What would most of the ladies be saying?
Oh, I don't
know. Let's go on even further. If in a normal drawing, someone would say, I gave a gift that was worth a lot, and look at what I...
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, number four.
Number four. Okay. Do you want to steal it?
No, I'm going to take her.
I know.
She's not on the table.
She's cute.
All right, Ginger. Okay. Open those carefully, because they are... Now let's see now. Ginger, what might you be thinking would be good to get in this drawing?
Dynamite comes in small packets.
Dynamite is? Okay, well, we'll see what happens here. Yep. Yeah, that's sweet.
It's a picture of Kim and John.
Yeah.
It says made for a month, get 1 month of cleaning service.
Now say that a little louder here. It's a fake certificate, okay? But it's a made for a month. So ladies, if you'd like someone to clean your house for a month, there's a certificate, okay? Okay, now who's last today? Judy Shipp. What? I'd go after the maid thing. I would. Oh, you're gonna okay. Yeah, this gets pretty radical. I know it's not, Judy. But it's worth a lot of money. I know that because I helped pick these up. Deb Wheeler knows this one, too. She knows the price on this. So. That's okay.
I have no clue.
All right, well, here we go. All right, Judy. Now we'll see if you know what this is. Deb Wheeler knows this because she printed these off for me. Kim got some tape on that. There it is. Judy, you probably know more about that than I do.
What's the value of that, Deb?
Well, Judy, are you pleased with
perfect? I am, very much so.
Are you thankful?
Very much so.
Is anyone not thankful that they wish they'd have gotten that? Okay. Again, we've gone through this. What are your thoughts? Now I'm going to ask the congregation. Where are you at in these kind of things? What truly are your thoughts when there's a drawing? Jeff Hendricks.
Good things come in small packages.
Okay. Yeah. Doug Chatfield. Judy, Jane, you got practical gifts.
Yeah.
Hey, was anyone offended by the gift that they got?
No, I wasn't actually.
Well, what do you think the motives were behind someone that would give a scales or a thing of Clorox to ladies for a Christmas gift? Well, isn't that a little suspect?
Have a health problem where the doctor might say you have to lose some weight.
Oh,
hey. What if they have a health problem and then you figure with the Clorox, with the virus and
yo,
the germs and stuff,
you're right.
Handy, and you know so this one, you got lotion to sensitive it off if you got very dry hands.
Teresa, you got the right thing there, see, because we shouldn't question the motives. We should thank God, see.
Right.
And by the way, those Clorox wipes a few months ago, you could not find them.
No.
Yeah. Be thankful for whatever God gives us, however we end up with it. Because you know what? He has reasons.
Right.
You know? All right. Gals, thank you. Okay. All right. Let's have some guys. Well, does anyone else have anything to say? Are we on the right track here this morning?
Yes.
Now, we're going to back it up biblically here in just a few minutes, okay? All right. Lyle, you're up. Come on up.
Matt,
who else? Matt, you going to come up? Okay. There's our apple, Kim. Would you like to take that apple home? Yeah. Yeah. Or you can have some paper, too.
$1,000 apple.
Okay. Any more guys? Or someone that'll play virtually?
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill.
All right, Bill Herline. Yep.
Come on, Lonnie.
Sure, Lonnie. We need another one yet, too. Who else would like to come up?
Doug Chatfield.
Come on up, Doug.
Yeah.
All right, we got to mix these around a little bit. There should be five in here. I don't know if there is. Well, they're all kind of stuck together for some reason here this morning. And no, I'm not trying to fix this, but okay, now we can start to draw as soon as I get those apart. I don't know how those ever got stuck. Okay, all right. Lonnie, you go first. Don't look now. Don't peek. Yeah. Bill? Doug? Matt? Lyle, it's good to see you this morning. Is there one left?
No.
All right, Kim, start them out here.
All right, who has number one? All right, Matt, go for it.
Now, let me ask you here again, Matt, what motive did you have for picking that one? It could be no motive. You just said, that's the first one, I'm going to grab it. That's okay. You don't have to share.
Yeah.
Okay. But we all know we have motives, don't we?
Okay, go ahead.
Matt's going to open up.
Oh, you can use that.
Matt, what'd you get?
Gloves.
Did you look at them? Are they your right size?
Yeah, they're a little small.
Anything else you notice about them?
They're dirty.
They're broke in.
Matt got a nice pair of brown jersey gloves that are dirty. I think even one has a hole in it, Matt. You'll have to check that out. Okay. Well, Matt, what do you think of that? Are you?
Could've been better.
All right, number two. Lonnie, you're number two. Lonnie, you can get those gloves, or you can choose another one. Okay.
They burn up like crazy.
Now, Lonnie, what motivated you to take those? Can you tell if this was real life? It could be what?
Let's see. I didn't want Matt to feel bad.
Okay.
And the gloves I usually use at work, I put a hole in them within minutes anyway.
So you could use those, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So probably this set of gloves here is the thing of least value on this table. But maybe in Lonnie's situation, from his heart, he's saying, this is what? This is a good thing for me. It meets my needs, and I'm what? I'm thankful. By the way, how much are a pair of brown jersey gloves? You can get a pack of eight out of Maynard's for about $4.99.
These are really
cheap. Yeah, and they're not good ones, Lonnie. Okay, who's number... Matt goes again, yeah.
Okay. Not just a coffee mug.
Wow, it's pretty.
Bill Hansford, you'll like this mug. Okay, you like that? Matt's got a Cubs mug there. All right. Why do you like that, Matt?
It's more. It fits me better.
Okay.
My personality.
Are you thankful for it or just?
I am.
Okay. Okay, is that really the truth, or you like the Cubs?
No, it's the truth.
Okay.
Well, you can drink out of it.
Okay.
Drink my coffee.
All right, number three. Lyle.
You want that or those gloves, or you want
to? No, I'll just take a chance.
Okay.
He's looking for the next best thing.
I'm looking for the tools.
There you go.
Matt, as you're thinking about this, though, what really had you had in mind might have been in these packages?
I don't know. I just kind of kept an open mind.
Okay, good, good.
He found the tools.
Lyle, what'd you get?
Rice grill.
And they're a cheap pair, too.
Okay, just what I'm used to.
This is what I... that's the kind I carry. If you want the best vice grips are Peterson vice grips. All of you know that, right? Yeah, they're the good ones. And they cost more. But Lyle, what caused you to choose that package?
Because it looked like a tool.
Really? Yeah, okay.
I just gravitate towards tools.
Yeah.
That's duty.
So your motive here today was a little more like Lonnie. You were looking for something that you might be able to use that would be a benefit to you. Yeah. Are you thankful, Lyle?
Of course.
Or do you have plenty of ice grips already at home?
If I can find them.
She hadn't for me, that's why.
Okay. All right. Number four.
Gotta have teeth on.
Yeah, that's important, too. Okay, Bill, are you for or Doug's for?
You don't need vice grips or gloves, Doug.
Doug, you don't have to. You can take anything else, too.
You can steal from them.
No, I got so many tools.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's see what Doug's got this morning.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll get this for Bill.
Regift. That's called regifting, isn't it?
Okay.
Regifting, yes. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Now you're excited.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, no.
Everyone likes. By the way, these are all borrowed or antiques. That's you wouldn't want them anyway, probably.
Been drinking out of
yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
Doug, are you impressed by that gift or?
Yeah.
Can I ask you what kind of gifts you usually give in a drawing like this? Do you give good stuff or
yeah.
The cup like that's broken?
Well, a little story like you might have about this. We had this in my grandma's Christmas. She's passed now. We had one aunt on there that always wanted to make sure we had a gay gift.
Yeah.
And it seemed like about 60-70% of the time I ended up with the gay gift.
I've had that happen too.
So
yep.
we kind of put a little funny twist to it. You know?
Yeah. Now, remember again too what we our little principle that we gave. Some people are cheapskates. Some people are in these type of drawings that they hope that they'll get by with not putting much in, but get a good one out, right?
Let me tell you
the wrong motives.
Let me tell you the story about this guy. He gives hand-me-downs.
Okay. We won't go any further. That's between him. Bill, you're last. What, you going to take something here? I tell you what, Bill, you might need a pair. You're going to go with it? Okay, Bill's going to open this up. All right. Remember what the Bible says, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Bill, I think you're going to like this gift. I made it myself for you.
Wow, you're special.
Maybe not though. I don't. It doesn't have Mopar on it. But what is it, Bill?
You $100 gift certificate.
Two.
Dick Sporting Goods.
Now, what was probably the premium gift here today?
Probably the gift card.
Mr. Bill had that, didn't he? Yeah. If we looked at it as what? But the problem is, you know, if Bill went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and really, again, we got to think about this, there could be things that he might do there that aren't a good thing too, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he might buy stuff there that's going to cause him to have his walk with the Lord disrupted or troubles in his family or something like that. We never know. And probably some poor deer is going to sacrifice their life. But the point is, you know, when we look at all these things, isn't it interesting how we evaluate what we're thankful for?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the point of all this today.
Yes.
And the point then, now guys, you can go ahead and sit down if you'd like. Thanks. Or you can stay up here with me. Thank you, Kim, too. Lonnie, you can have those gloves. The point is today, folks, we evaluated these gifts. They were everything here had a value. Some had values more than others because of what the giver gave to you. As I mentioned earlier, God doesn't give away junk. And you know what? No matter how we perceive what God's given to us, whether we see it as of great value, God says it's of great value. Because you know what he tells us in his word? He says to be thankful. Now we're going to look at three little passages if you have your Bibles or your devices. Go to Colossians 3:15. And here's the conclusion with all this, folks, this morning. Apart from the nurturing of the Spirit, thankfulness is elusive and subjective to our human evaluation, which is faulty. See, we don't have the capability in our flesh, in our humanity, to know where the real value lies. Amen? It's only through the work of the Spirit. Let me just tell you a couple things this morning before we go there to Colossians. People today, if you're here apart from Jesus Christ, you do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that will show you these things, that will change you. And even if we're indwelt by the Spirit, it doesn't mean we're filled with the Spirit. There's a difference there, folks. When we're filled by the Spirit, we become to think in spiritual ways, like God wants us to think, in the ways of God. Now let's look at Colossians 3:15 here, real quickly this morning. Colossians 3:15. You know, we live in a world that is not at peace. I'm not just talking about military conflict. I'm talking about people that are in conflict even in their own bodies, folks. We're in a war. Our households are in a war. Marriages are in a war. You name it, job relationships, the church. You know what today, folks? If we all got down to where we were and are thinking about things, we could break this church up. Satan could break it up in one service. But it's only through the filling of the Holy Spirit when we're changed where we say, you know what? Maybe I'm going to stand on the convictions of the Word of God, but you know what? I have to understand that every one of us here is on a different maturity level with the Lord. And we have to have understanding because, folks, God has that kind of compassion. But back to the point, there's not a lot of peace today because Satan's energized all of our thinking to be wrong. See, like we saw here at the table this morning, Colossians 3:15. Paul writes this, he says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." When you come to a gift exchange, and we're not just talking about that, but when you come into the exchange of life, which is a gift exchange between God, and it's a gift exchange between others and yourself, you know, the best gift you can give is something of real value, which is something maybe like a friendship to someone that needs a friend, a Christian friend. Or a hand up that someone needs when they're down, and you go on along. That's better than any of this stuff that's on the table, see? And you can only give that, and you can only receive it with the right attitude if you have the peace of God within you. Well, here's how that comes about, my friends. "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." See, folks, the word that we learned this morning as we examine this and that you've seen also is that we need to be thankful in all things. Even Lonnie with the old pair of gloves with a hole in them. There was a reason God sent it your way. And we ought to be thankful. Okay, that's the first thing. Also, go to Matthew 6:26. I told you wrong this morning. I didn't want to say I lied to you. I didn't intentionally. Matthew 6:26. A reminder. Again from Jesus. Matthew 6:26. And then we're going to go to 31 through 33. Here's a reminder. You can read this whole text in Matthew 6. Jesus says, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" You see what the Bible promises us, just like the old hymn, God will take care of you. If you're a part of the Lord Jesus' family today, you've known him, you've placed your sins under his blood, and you're a born-again believer, a child of God. Folks, there's no reason to get too worried about things. Because even if it all goes bad, God's in the midst of it. And he's taking care of you because your eternal destiny for your soul is going to be with him, no matter what happens. Amen? And then 31 through 33 of that, and you need to read that whole text. That could be a message, and I have preached on that before. Here's what Jesus said. Are people troubled today? Who's worried in here about things that could happen? You know, if you're on Social Security or on a pension, that'd be a tough thing if you lost that. What if you lost your job? All kinds of. Dean knows about that. By the way, visit with this man sometime. I enjoy visiting with all of you.
But
it was taken away, but the bottom line, there's a reason. And that'll be shown. But here's what Jesus said. He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. That's the unbelievers. See, that's this table here when you come and say, wow, that's a big... Judy, by the way, what did you think of that scales?
I didn't like it very much.
Even though it was big. What would you, honestly, what would you do if you were in an exchange and someone came?
I don't think I could say anything. I'd probably tell them, oh, thank you. No,
but would you mean it? Judy, it's not. You got that by divine providence for whatever reason today. Kim and I chuckled around the table as we wrapped these, didn't we, Kim? Because really, that is about the extreme, isn't it? You know, the Clorox wipes, the...
I really liked my gift that I got.
Well, I'm glad you did, Jane, but Kim and I are taking it back. Oh, maybe there's a motive there, too. Yeah. For these things do the unbelievers, the Gentiles, look after. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Now, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There it is. All right. Now, another turn here, just a second. And we're going to be done on time, Lord willing. Oops. Ephesians 5:18-20. Ephesians 5:18-20. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Ephesians 5:18-20. This comes back again that thankfulness is really a motivation that only the Holy Spirit can place in our hearts. True thankfulness. Paul writes here again, Ephesians 5:18-20. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess. Paul always says, get your act straight with God and be filled with the Spirit. He says, don't go for superficial or artificial things. Go for the real thing. Yeah. But which is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Let the Spirit take control of your life and fill you to overflowing. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Folks, there's an indication when you're being filled and are filled with the Spirit. Because your focus of life is not on the junk on the table. Your focus in life is on things that are eternal. Okay? And notice now in verse 20. Giving thanks occasionally. For all things. For all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lonnie, are you thankful truly for those gloves? Not truly. But you know what, folks? If we're not thankful for the little things, it's pretty likely we won't really be thankful for the big things. If you don't believe that, evidence when the garbage people pick stuff up. I've seen down here at Fruitland bikes that look good enough that I'd like to ride them yet. All kinds. I told Kim one time, we don't need to go to the furniture store. We'll just come down when they have the... Right, Rosa? There's some pretty good stuff. I've seen tires laying in the street here at Fruitland that worked on my hay racks. See, when we're right with the Spirit of God, we can give thanks for everything, for all things. See, realizing that that came from God. Came from God. And then the last turn today, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We could probably, many of us could quote that, but we'll still look at it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Here again, the Apostle Paul writes. By the way, who better than Paul to be able to write these things under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? What about old Paul? He knew what it was like to have the best, and he knew what it was like to what? To have nothing. Yeah. But notice what the Holy Spirit gave Paul here in this verse. In everything, the holy gloves. Judy, the bathroom scale. Jane, did you get the Clorox wipes?
Yeah.
And made for a week or month. Or, Bill, Dick's Sporting Goods. And the apple. In everything. And again, folks, I've been to some situations where I led a prayer meeting or a Bible study, and I asked people, do you have anything you'd like to talk to the Lord about today? And I've seen people sit around a table, and they looked at me and said, no. And I just about came unglued. If I had hair, I'd have pulled it out. Then I'd say, did you have a good lunch today? Well, it was all right. See, folks, the bottom line, our salvation, if you have it today, if you have that peace, that spiritual presence, it should motivate us to be thankful in everything, in all things. But I'm telling you, folks, people are wandering around out there today, I got took! Have any of you ever been taken in here? I got my hand. But you know what? It doesn't matter. See, because God's still what? He takes care of us, doesn't he? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's not an option, folks, for the believer. You know, I've used this term before from wrestling. We all need a good spiritual cross face once in a while. Matt, that's not All-Star Wrestling. They don't use those moves there. They use folding chairs. But what I call genuine wrestling, a cross faith, is when the side of your arm comes across your face. Nate, and what happens? You get a chiropractic adjustment. Your body follows your head. And it's the same thing about thankfulness. If you have a heart of thankfulness, you're going to radiate it. It's going to be in you. And it's going to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready for the conclusion? As a born-again child of God, we should be overflowing with thankfulness. By the way, Deb had this close-up on the screen. But your thankfulness tank, that's what that was, right? It's in your bulletins, yeah. Yeah. If your thankfulness tank has leaks, check it out. If your thankfulness tank is full, take off the cap. Let it overflow. In case you didn't get that, some people. My wife doesn't think I'm... But here it is, folks. As a born-again child of God, we should be overflowing with thankfulness to Jesus for our salvation. That's the bottom line, folks. When you're seated around a table of people that supposedly are believers and they can't even thank God for their salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, this is where I usually click my heels, but my knee hurts today. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If thanks is an often omitted response in your heart and vocabulary, it is ultimately the result that your core values in life center around you and not the Savior. Might it be time to allow the Savior to make adjustments and be truly thankful? Thanks this morning for your good participation. By the way, these are some of the hardest messages and things to prepare for because I never know what will happen. And some of you probably say, we don't like that format. And others are saying, we like that, John. But did you get the point this morning? Did you think about it? Did you do an inventory? Is your dipstick level more accurate now if you pull it? But thanks for your good participation this morning. And thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. That's the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 9:15, Paul wrote that. Have you got it?
I think it.
If not, we can get it. Amen. All right, let's take our hymnals today. Or no, it's on the screen, excuse me, or should be. I'm still used to hymnals. But we're going to sing today about thankfulness as we depart. Let's stand if we're able. It is 217, but it's a simple chorus. Thank you, Lord. 217. I hope today, though, if there's someone truly that struggled with these issues, that you'll at least reconsider what was said this morning and how this works. And again, maybe there's a reason today for someone to make a movement. Sometimes it can be done publicly. But I'll tell you what, you know, I'm in the front of this church every week because I need to be, not because I'm the one that's preaching the message, because I struggle with this stuff that we looked at this morning. And there's very good likelihood that many, if not all of you, do as well. Thank you, Lord. Talk to Him today. He wants to see that changed. He wants your thankfulness tank to be overflowing, because we have every reason for it to be. Here we go. Some thank the Lord for friends and home, for mercy sure and sweet. But I would praise Him for His grace. In prayer I would repeat, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm going to ask Lonnie if you'd dismiss us today. And thank you once again, Lord, for this gathering and the good times we have together, yet even on this side of eternity. Lonnie?
Thank you.